Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 10.
I didn't realise it at the time, but Nick, my brother, my twin, had reached the point of no return. We were staying in the same house, the crisis centre, and that Thursday we didn't wake up until 2 in the afternoon. We were just aimlessly watching TV when a friend rang me. Simon here. Oh? Sounds good. Count us in. Hey, Nick, there's a party over at Wesley. Lots of good gear. You up for it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Come on, Nick. It seemed a great night. Everyone laughing and joking and behaving themselves. Then by the time the sun was rising, Nick got the idea that he wanted to go and bang up, inject some heroin. He made up a story that he had to leave for an appointment with his probation officer, that he'd be arrested if he didn't make it. I was the only person who knew his real motive. He couldn't bang up heroin in a nice house where he'd been shown friendship and kindness. I got angry and frustrated with him. We started arguing. There was no getting through to him. He was aggressive and violent and ended up punching me around the face before walking out of the house to go home. About an hour later, our friend Leanne and I got a taxi back to our place to check on him. We found him fast asleep on the sofa. The handset of the phone was off the hook, next to his head. But when I walked into his bedroom, I found the needle and spoon on the TV. This angered me and I woke him up. Not only had he wrecked the night and made a spectacle of himself, but he'd banged up as well. Another huge argument started. We were screaming at the top of our lungs and calling each other all the names under the sun. The argument came to a halt with Nick saying that I didn't love him, that I loved Leanne more than him, which was ridiculous. Finally came those dreaded words. I'm going to kill myself. He slammed his bedroom door shut while I shouted back, "Go on then." As twin brothers, of course, we'd had big arguments before, so I assumed that he wouldn't be so stupid and that he'd just go to sleep once he'd calmed down. So I went to bed. When I woke, all I could think about was Nick and how stupid we'd been. I decided to go and make up with him. I banged on his door for a few minutes. No response. At first, I thought he was just ignoring me, but after banging very loudly and shouting his name, I began to get really frightened and upset. There was no choice. I had to find out. And this meant smashing the door down. I went upstairs to get Ian, a friend who lived in the house. I couldn't face doing it alone. As the door to Nick's room gave way, we could see the bed obviously hadn't been slept in. Ian and I were really starting to panic now, scared out of our minds. I knew something was seriously wrong. But I didn't want to believe that my twin brother, my lifelong soulmate, could possibly be dead. The toilet door at the end of his room was locked. I started banging and shouting his name, but there was no response. I didn't want to break the door down, but I couldn't walk away. It was very upsetting, but eventually we plucked up the courage to kick it in. Nothing could ever have prepared me for what stared me in the face.
What's that?
Oh, it's the middle of the night.
What time is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone at the front door.
Oh, I'll see to it then. All right. I'm coming. Yes?
Hello, I'm WPC Dixon. Can I come in a moment, please?
You better had.
Are you Mr. Mills?
Well, no, but...
What is it?
Are you Mrs. Mills? Are you the mother of Nicholas Mills?
I am, yes.
I've got some bad news for you. I'm very sorry, but your son, Nicholas, he's dead.
This is what drugs can do. This is what heroin does. It killed my son. It killed my son, Nick. Can't you see it? Wake up. Wake up, all of you, and believe it. It's the truth. It's the bitter truth.
Good riddance. I know he was one of my punters, but it doesn't matter to me. One drug addict dies, another two pop up in their place. Oh, I know what you're saying. It's his fault he was on heroin. His fault he's dead. Well, you're wrong. You're all wrong. He's dead because he chose heroin. He made heroin his god. Good riddance.
That's it. Mum. Tony. That's it. No more heroin. In Nick's name. No more heroin.
How much more can families take? How many more of our children are we going to lose? Don't you want to say something about it? Don't you feel like you want it to stop?
Mum, Can You Lend Me 20 Quid? The podcast. Based on the book by Elizabeth Burton Phillips and performed by members of the Citadel Arts Centre, St Helens. The Mum, Can You Lend Me 20 Quid? Podcast is adapted by Isabel Morgan from the stage play written by Mike Howell, based on the book by Elizabeth Burton Phillips. Produced by Carmel Baines, directed by Isabel Morgan. Music and sound design by Jordan Killiard at Strathmore Publishing, Clerkenwell, London. This production was commissioned and funded by the Hampshire Constabulary as part of their Operation Fortress programme.